The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Let's go.
Gino brought us some eggs, the Todd and Tyler scramble. Can't call it what he used to call it. That's what got Gruden fired.
One of the things.
They took his name off the Ring of Honor in Tampa Bay, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, like right away.
That was quick.
Like right
away.
That's Tampa Bay. Is that really a Ring of Honor?
Yeah, they got a couple of Super Bowls. He won a Super Bowl, man.
Yeah.
I guess in that sense.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl.
I've always hated Tampa Bay.
I understand.
Hey, the Lightning.
I hate him a lot right
night.
Now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Well, I hate him more than I ever did, right?
Not at first, though.
I never really hate him. Oh, not in 70.
They were pretty harmless at first.
Oh, yeah. And they were creamsicle, too,
yeah,
man.
And they had the
bring back the creamsicles.
They had the orange uniforms.
They were great unis.
They were a good homecoming opponent back in the day.
Comedian Josh.
Thank you.
Going to phone the program. Yeah, they were a good homecoming. Josh, we're going to phone the program a little later on this morning.
I think they were part of the Vikings and Packers division.
For a little
for
bit.
For a brief period of time.
They were.
NFC Central.
Yeah. That was a weird thing. Well, we had Jacksonville in the Steelers division for that time, too. It was weird.
So now there's speculation floating about, I don't know if you recall, Marquette King, the punter.
Okay.
Black guy.
Right. Yeah.
Punted for the Raiders, and Gruden released him because of his personality. And they're starting to think, well, maybe that's a code word.
Well, he was a black guy they didn't need, you mean?
No, he was a great punter.
I know that, but his 70% of the league is African-Americans. So what do you mean a personality? Code word for what?
Black.
I know, that's what I said, but why kick off one black guy when you have the rest of your team's full of black guys?
Well, because they're fast black guys, and you could get white punters.
That's true.
There's lots of white punters out
white
there.
Yeah, you white punter, I forgot. Yeah.
There's a glut of white punters, but I always thought that guy was good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's landed again anywhere else.
I saw the statement, and it was respectful, but it was I forgot Tomlin used to work for Gruden in Tampa. When Gruden was a head coach, Tomlin was an assistant coach down there. Starting
is that
out
before
his career.
He went to the Vikings?
Starting out his career in Tampa. And he said, no place in the NFL for that. I feel bad for everybody involved. That's pretty much what he said, yeah.
Yeah, even your boy Aaron Rodgers. Checked in.
I like A-Rod anymore. Yeah. I mean, that was a great statement. I heard him on the McAfee show. We got to get him on the air. I like him. I'll like him next year. I'm starting to fall in love with that guy, Craig.
Unless
he's a Bronco, then I'm not going to hate him as much because I don't hate
him. He's dreamy. What can I say?
No, I don't mean that. I'm talking about just I like the way he thinks about the Steelers. But that's a long time from now. We don't know if it's going to happen or not.
No, it'll be 2 years.
No, it'll be next year. No.
They could trade him after this.
Okay.
They got to get something for him.
Yeah.
And you think they'd trade him out of conference?
Well, I think that would be the first preference. Yeah, they ain't going to the NFC.
Yeah, I think they need to trade him out of football.
Yeah, you're right. They'll trade him to the Manchester.
Out of American football.
Manchester United.
Or send him to Canada.
Yeah, or at least, send him to one of the Rough Riders.
Well, he might like that, hey. What's new, Craig? We haven't had a celebrity death in a long time. Not that I'm proud.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Well, we will today. At now least that you said one, that,
right. I know.
Right.
You know where else I can't find celebrities is Dodger Stadium.
Who won that game last night?
In the high Dodgers tied it up.
Okay.
So it's 2-2.
They haven't showed anybody?
Well, you know, I will look around. And usually the camera will gravitate towards someone
who's
famous.
Well, if Mary Harvey ain't there and Larry King's dead, who's behind home plate?
No one I recognize.
Right.
I'm sure there are a lot of captains of industry there. Because those are really good seats.
You see a lot of our... that's expensive seats for the playoffs.
Yeah, those are guys who probably work for studios, high-ranking officials for studios that we don't recognize.
You go up and down the line, you'll probably see actors.
Yeah,
and
I thought
comedians.
I
remember seeing, it wasn't a playoff game, we saw Brad Williams in the crowd, and we know our buddy Mark Gross goes see the Dodgers, but we know, that's a
personal. Yeah, but they don't have the visible seats.
No,
right,
not
right
visible,
down
right, right, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see anybody you recognize. You'd think you'd see one star.
And I was looking for him, too. And I thought I saw Jeff Goldblum, but it turned out later it was just some guy that looked like Jeff Goldblum.
Where's the guy in the Miami Marlins shirt at?
Oh,
remember that dude?
Yeah. Marlins man.
He went away a couple years. Well, last year they couldn't do anything, obviously, but that guy was at every game.
All right, I took a screenshot. I can't share it with the audience, but I'll have you look at it. Do they look like somebody famous?
Is that a dude with a thing over his head?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely famous. I can't see him. Yeah, they do.
Well, this was from late September, so this was before the playoffs started, but I found a little slideshow of celebrities at Dodger games, and you click on it, and the first one is Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy.
Ah, yeah, I saw that one.
Right there.
They tweeted that out a couple weeks ago. They were at a game. All lovey-dovey. I can't wait to talk to Coy again because he hid that from us. He should tell us he was dating her.
Yes, he knew it then.
Well, they were texting each other.
One guy in that picture I gave you I thought looked a little bit like Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it does, but I don't think it's him. The nose doesn't look. I think Aaron Paul's much hotter than that dude, and I do mean hotter. The blonde looks really familiar. If you had to find out what Aaron Paul's wife looks like, if she looks like that woman, it might be her.
Yeah, and he looks like
you are stalking that gang. You're taking photos of the TV screen.
You know, if it's a,
I just take photos of horrible Iowa fans, and I had a choice of them.
If it's a Clipper game or a Laker game, you know they're going to show
somebody.
Well,
definitely, yeah, you'll see ringside. Well, and I should say ringside, courtside.
Yeah, the courtside seats.
They're always famous people there, right?
And I don't see enough, you know, L.A. Rams or L.A. Chargers.
They're there.
To see if there's any celebs there.
There was a great Rams one the other day.
Yeah.
You see the picture of Perry Farrell, Tom Morello, and Taylor Hawkins all at the Rams game.
Cool.
Yeah. They took a selfie themselves and sent it out. Yeah. They had pretty decent seats.
Wow. Tom Cruise and his kids sitting just in the stands.
In regular people seats?
Looks like it.
Well, up and down the side, up and down the dugouts are expensive seats for playoff games in L.A.
Yep.
Yeah. But you're right. Tom Cruise
He's
can't
not
get behind
in the front row.
Well, you know, captains of industry, if those tickets are sold, you ain't getting them.
Right.
You know, they're not getting them.
No, I bet you
I mean, Tom Cruise is worth a ton of money, but if somebody doesn't want to, I want my seats. Okay.
Right. So are the studio executives, right. And we wouldn't recognize them.
Oh, God. Somebody asked Tom who he was rooting for. Oh. I'm a fan of baseball.
Oh, come on.
maybe he's not a Dodger fan.
And he's not a fan.
Maybe,
well, they weren't playing at home.
Oh, look, he was in San Francisco last night?
No. It was in L.A.
It was
last
in L.A.
night.
It was in L.A. last
night. No, a couple nights ago.
Oh,
at the Giants.
Oh.
That's,
yeah, see, that baseball games never impressed me as a place to be seen. Basketball games, football games, of course.
Yeah, but it's L.A.
It's L.A.
It's L.A.
It's Star Watching.
And it's
right.
The playoffs, and they've been good for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So there's...
And you're not going to
freeze
your ass
off. The bandwagon is building.
Oh, yeah.
If you Google celebrities at Dodger games in the front row here, the first things you get, it's like there's one of Jimmy Kimmel and Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
I don't think Kobe was probably there last night.
No. Too soon, puss.
Nah, it's not.
Yeah.
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are apparently big Dodger
hopefully
fans.
They showered, man. Sitting next to them, that would suck.
Take a shower.
He's regretting so much
shower.
That he brought that up.
So the Los Angeles and the Giants are going to be doing a Game 5 on Thursday night.
That's a big one. That's Game 7 on Game 5.
Yep.
Right.
That's like Game 7.
It's just like Game 7.
It is.
The Braves are in. The Red Sox are in.
Goodbye, Brewers.
White Sox
and Houston.
The only
guy that hates the Brewers.
Did they play today?
Houston won.
Yep. Oh, they did.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, that sucks. Now it's
Red Sox playing the Astros in the ALCS.
God, I hate both those teams, so I'm definitely rooting for the National League.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, no, no. I mean, I usually root for the National League anyway. No, actually, I don't care. I root for the team I hate the least, and it's going to be the Giants or the...
Yeah, whoever comes out of the National League, I will hate
less. I don't like the Braves, but I'd root for the Braves over the Red Sox or the Astros.
Boy, that's tough.
Yeah, it is.
I just don't like the Braves.
Here do I.
Really?
But I don't like the Red Sox either.
Right.
You want Red Sox fans?
See, that's tough, too. I got nothing on this.
No, those frat boy douchebags.
I don't like either of those teams for different reasons.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think whoever wins L.A. and San Francisco is going to be in the World Series.
That's what I think. Yeah. Whoever wins, yeah, is going to win it all.
Right.
I think whoever wins that.
Let's hope.
Dodger Giants series Let's wins hope. It all.
Baseball fan in the hospital after celebrating the Astros clinching the ALDS. He was accidentally shot by a friend. Police say a group of police were, were watching last night's game, and they would dry fire their guns anytime a run was scored.
Empty gun just
sometimes.
Fire.
So some asshat, apparently when the first run was scored or after he first got there, he forgot to unload his weapon before firing it. It's unclear if he will face any charges. The victim was hit in the stomach and is expected to survive.
Yep, that's how fridges get shot.
What a dumbass. You too, for that matter.
I was going to ask if there were any fridges injured in this incident.
Man, yeah, when the guy shows up, he just left the game of Russian roulette, and he thinks, I forgot there's one in the chamber.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust any of you guys dry firing guns.
Thank you.
I'm not trusting any of my friends. I know my friends.
I wouldn't trust me.
Oh, you could trust me now.
No. You're the last person.
I double check again and again to make sure there's not one in the pipe.
When you're dry firing your gun when the Vikings scored.
Yeah, explain to me why the dry firing is even necessary.
Just a click.
Yeah.
It's just a click.
Why? What do you need to do? Why do you need to do that?
Because you got a small penis. Yeah. That's a small penis thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'd be stupid to fire if there was a bullet in it. So
stupid to fire just a click it. It's just stupid.
Yeah, you really shouldn't do that either. It's not good for the gun. No.
Or your buddy's belly.
Yeah.
What if he just blew his head off? Then he's in jail the rest of his life and his buddy's dead. Remember that party? Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. All right, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're back to visit.
But freedom.
But freedom, right.
But freedom.
Depending where you put the emphasis there, I like butt freedom. Yeah.
One T.
Yeah, but there a lot of people who are into freedom aren't into butt freedom.
No. Oh, no.
They think we should regulate that.
Yeah.
State governments need to step in and regulate the butt freedom.
That's going to happen.
Not freedom.
These idiots in.
Shatner going up into space this morning, sort of, 10 a.m. Eastern.
It's just so crazy. They showed him with Bezos in a little film they showed last night in the news, a little piece. And then they show him sitting in, it really looks like he's in a recliner. It's just so crazy. Now, granted, I'm not going to space and floating around and docking with a space station, but it's amazing how far we've come from crawling into a big suit, getting on a rocket. This guy's going to be laying in a recliner, basically, shot to space.
And this thing will be over before we get off the air this morning, won't it? You said 10 a.m. Eastern, and it's only
10 a.m. Eastern, and then they touch down about 11 minutes later.
Oh, it's a quickie.
Yeah.
Wish we'd had the TV. It'd be kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
The clips will be everywhere.
I don't cross on the radio to see it.
Not really the point.
The point is I can see it. We can talk about it on the radio what's happening.
Do they officially get to space, what they define as space?
That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing it.
I think.
Yeah. They're not just flying up and waving at a plane and coming back down.
It's not outer space. No. But
did the geomagnetic storm coming out of the sun wake you up last night?
No.
No, the regular storm did.
Yeah.
No, that didn't wake me up.
That didn't wake me up either. No. Neither did the...
Puss heard a big crack, but I might have my windows open, so I wouldn't have heard anything.
There was a ton of thunder at our house.
But I saw pictures of the result of the geomagnetic storm.
I bet you that was interesting.
Aurora Borealis is alive and well in the northern U.S., even down south, which they call the Aurora Australis. Hit it.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I actually do. I'm listening.
Yeah, but I knew that was coming.
We got 8 minutes. You can tell you about it later.
I knew that was coming.
No, I was waiting. Is this too mean at this point? Nah, probably not.
No, too soon?
No, never. That's the one thing I miss about North Dakota.
Oh, see, my God, who the hell cares?
You get to see
North Dakota.
The Northern Lights every once in a while.
Right. One thing.
Yeah. And I haven't seen them since.
Yeah.
And I took it for granted when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Said, oh, everybody must get to see these. No, they don't. And they're pretty cool.
Just once for me.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever seen them.
Oh, you should.
Let's go to North Dakota. No.
No.
Is there someplace cool we can see them?
Yeah, like northern Minnesota, northern Washington.
Northern Washington.
Yeah. Canada.
That sounds like a winner.
Alaska.
Eh, it's a long drive.
Fly and be on the right side of the plane way up north. That'd be kind of cool. That way you can fly right back to where you were and not have to land
in
North Dakota.
Pilot.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I saw when we went from Anchorage to, we took a red eye, to Minneapolis. Yeah. And I sat on the north side of the plane and watched about 4 hours of Northern Lights. It was spectacular.
That is.
I would not have the thought in my head to figure out which side is the north side of the plane.
Where the lights are coming at.
Yeah,
but you got to figure that out before you take off.
Yeah, but it's...
You know which way you're going to go. You're going east or west, and you can figure that part out.
Yeah, the plane wasn't full, so I was free to move about. Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wichita's non-discrimination ordinance has been approved. City Council members passed the ordinance yesterday. The measure shields people in certain protected classes from discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations. It prohibits discrimination against persons because of their age, color, disability, familial status, gender identity, genetic information, national origin or ancestry, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, veteran status, or any other factor protected by law.
That's good. You can't kick. You can't kick
in the areas of employment, housing, and public accommodations.
Who's against it?
The right
way.
Jeff Blueball.
Yeah.
Just one guy. It was 6-1.
Of course, his name's Blueball.
Yeah.
So a guy's against kicking out gay people out of their apartment because they're gay. He wants to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Especially what he wants.
Again, there's no good argument for inequality.
He didn't want to make the city of Wichita an enforcing agency with the authority to investigate complaints of discrimination and blah, blah.
Will Bond had a great point about stupid Gruden. He goes, you know what? He ain't the only guy that talks like this. And
of course,
Will Bond's right. We know guys like that because we're white. We hear him talking. They go, what are you doing, dude?
I'm sure the league is still full of that mindset.
Yeah, right.
So you can still discriminate in Wichita until January 1 of 2022.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense. You can kick somebody out before then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're going to discriminate in Wichita, you have to do it before January 1 next week.
Whoever wants to, we'll get there discriminating in.
That's right.
In the next couple of months.
Let's kick out that gay black couple. We got two reasons we can kick them out.
That's right. Yeah. So if you want to do, so if you got some discriminating to do in Wichita, you have to do it before the beginning of the year.
Todd, there's the argument for discrimination is the good old days. It's the way it used to be.
Oh, well, that's
the way it used to be.
That's what take America back means.
Again.
Yeah. Let's suppress.
Make America great again. That moron actually said that.
Yeah.
Again.
Right. Let's make sure whiteys have all the power.
Yeah.
Again. That's what that means.
Yep.
Might be a little too early for this, but Bruno Bento, a physicist who studies the nature of time at the University of Liverpool in the UK, says...
Should we get high before this?
Yes, we should.
That's what I figured.
And certainly afterwards.
Where's Nick at to say, okay.
If he says the phrase, the nature of time...
I know,
right.
That's why I said.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Here we
go. Spark it up.
Dudes, spark it up.
I'm going to continue this conversation sober, too.
I think we're going to need more of the weed for this.
Spark it up.
I think we need some...
We won't figure it out unless we're just high.
Guy says he's figured out the math that shows that it's possible that the universe had no beginning. that it has always existed in the infinite past and only recently evolved into what we call the Big Bang.
Doesn't your head hurt thinking that? Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be some sort of we could go back in time, but that's even freakier now.
There was something before the Big Bang.
No. He's saying it was infinite.
It's possible never. The universe had no beginning.
Yeah, but he mentioned
that it has always existed into the infinite past and only recently evolved into what we call the Big Bang.
The word infinite past to me is just my head hurts.
Exactly.
Because if nothing started, that means I don't want to think about it.
No beginning, infinite past.
I am pissed at you right now.
Well, let's just move on.
I mean, if there's never a beginning, that's just crazy.
All right.
I am hurting. Well,
that's a whole new meaning to the circle of life.
It's just wrong because I know in my heart, in 7 days, God created the heavens
and
the earth.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
And that's all that matters to me.
Nope. Infinite past. Infinite past?
That's something.
All right.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
Yeah.
Plus, he said evolved. The universe evolved. And we know that's not true. There's no evolution.
Out of New York, a woman is facing charges after she was allegedly found to be in possession of fake COVID vaccination cards.
Jesus.
53-year-old Diana Finley was stopped for allegedly having forged a New Jersey registration tag, and then they found the forged and fake COVID vaccination cards, in addition to several other forged New Jersey registration tags. She is now due in court later in December.
They're moving on.
Yeah. They're free.
Yeah, we're moving on.
Yeah, I guess so.
More and more stories every night I see on the news is that it's become just the pandemic, the unvaccinated, and they're not going to be able to go places.
I hope that's the case.
So do I.
You know, people are trying to say, no, let them go too.
No.
For any number of reasons,
like Kyrie
whether
Irving?
It's no mandates or something like that.
Kyrie Irving.
No, let them go too. No.
No, you can't play for the Nets right now, you dumbass.
Don't play.
No, don't play.
No, they should just go to parties with lots of infected people, and then the unvaccinated can join the lots of infected people, and they stay in one arena for quite a while.
And just die right there?
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
That's the compassionate part of me coming out.
I'm glad Brooklyn stood up to Kyrie and said, no.
Yeah.
No, you're either in or you're out.
They don't need him.
They don't need him, and then they keep talking about trading him. But it's like he's another hassle in some other city.
He said he'll basically retire if they trade him.
Get out.
Then good.
He's not playing. Good.
Goodbye.
He had a Jamel held a great tweet because apparently Donald Trump idiot Jr. That's his actual Twitter handle.
Idiot Jr.
Yeah, he said
at idiot Jr.
He was back in Kyrie. And Jamel Hill said he should get a vaccine just for that. Look who his support's coming from. Exactly. All right. I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.